In this bulletin, the New South Wales Court of Appeals dismisses a legal challenge to the pre-selections of several key Liberal Party members. Labor calls for a clean fight in the upcoming election campaign during its National Press Club address. And in sport, the Grand Prix sued over a cancelled concert as the race returns to Melbourne this weekend. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. In a major win for Prime Minister Scott Morrison, the New South Wales Court of Appeals has dismissed a legal challenge to the pre-selections of a number of key Liberal Party members. The pre-selections of Susan Lee, Trent Zimmerman and Alex Hawke had been challenged by the New South Wales Party executive Matthew Kamenzuli. He had argued that a party panel consisting of Prime Minister Scott Morrison, State Premier Dominic Perrottet and former Federal Party President Chris McDivitt did not have the power to pre-select candidates because the party's constitution left that to rank and file members. But the court has found it did not have the power to intervene in the dispute. The Bureau of Meteorology is predicting severe weather conditions from Wednesday, with the central, southern and northern coasts of New South Wales likely to be in the path. Tenancy organisations say renters in the flood-impacted northern New South Wales region face increasing vulnerability to financial and social hardship as the recovery process continues. Tenants Union CEO Leo Patterson-Ross says he's witnessed cases where tenants have had their entire bonds taken by landlords for damages caused by the floods, or in other cases, forced to keep paying full rent for houses that are uninhabitable.
What we've seen following bushfires is that a lot of owner-occupiers receive accommodation assistance through their insurance, which means they go out to rent properties, and they are renting with usually more money because it's coming from the insurance company than the renters who have also been displaced have. And so we often see a big displacement of renters in the community that was affected because all the rental properties are gone.
Labor has continued to make its case for government in the upcoming but yet to be called federal election in an address to the National Press Club in Canberra. The ALP's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers outlined many of Labor's policies in his address to the National Press Club, particularly those dealing with climate change and aged care.
So the election campaign that officially begins in a few days is an opportunity for a proper national conversation about all of these issues that I've touched on today. He shouldn't hide behind scare campaigns or dishonest paid advertising or try to fight the 2019 election all over again. The campaign needs to be better than that.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called for voters to focus on his government's economic plan rather than issues of character as tensions continue to simmer inside the Liberal Party. The latest Liberal MP to speak publicly is Catherine Cusack, who has criticised Mr Morrison's recent handling of the flood situation in northern New South Wales. Ms Cusack says she could not vote for him at the next federal election. The Prime Minister maintains that accusations of bullying are politically motivated and expected in an intense political contest. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is announcing vaccine mandates will end next Thursday for most venues in the state. The changes mean that people will no longer need to prove they've received two doses of a COVID-19 vaccine to enter venues like cafes, pubs, clubs and restaurants. Meanwhile, Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says his state will remove isolation requirements for close contacts of COVID-19 cases when Australia's peak medical expert body deems it safe to do so. The Australian Health Protection Principal Committee last week told National Cabinet that isolation and testing rules could be relaxed once the current wave of cases from the Omicron BA2 subvariant has peaked. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said on Monday he was looking forward to the rules being scrapped, stating it's a matter for the states and territories, but Mr Andrews says that's not the case.
I was a bit surprised why the Commonwealth would have that view and want to try and message people that this is all a matter for the states. The National Cabinet, chaired by the National Government, sent to a national group of Chief Health Officers, chaired by the Chief Medical Officer, Professor Kelly, doesn't work for me. They made a judgment, not at this time.
To sport, and the Grand Prix returns to Melbourne this week for the first time since COVID-19 upended the race and the world. But a cloud is already hanging over the event, with revelations that race organisers are being sued in the Victorian Supreme Court over the cancellation of a planned Robbie Williams concert in March of 2020. The singer was paid almost $2 million to headline a concert there, but both his show and the race were cancelled as racegoers lined up to enter the venue. It's being alleged that the Australian Grand Prix Corporation breached legal obligations by cancelling the performance at the last minute. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny, 29 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 23. Melbourne, a possible shower, 20. Hobart, partly cloudy, 18 degrees. Canberra, shower or two, 21. Wollongong, much the same, also 21 degrees. Sydney, showers, 23. Newcastle, also showers and 25 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32 degrees. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 33. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwan.